You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is And One with Bluffin, the Think Flip. That's from a very cool new EP which is out via the mighty folks at the Big Fresh Collective called Composure Edits EP. And we've got And One, aka Andy, on the line. Kia ora, Andy, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, are you staying dry out there? You're up in Tamaki, eh?
Yeah, I'm up in Tamaki. Our father is very blessed. To have stayed dry. I mean, we've got the dehumidifiers running like a lot more than usual, but yeah, thankful to not be flooded, but it's a bit scary.
It is a bit of a scary time. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well, and I'm glad to hear these awesome tunes that you've put out. Tell us a wee bit about the Composure project. How long have you been working on these ones?
I think the first tune I worked on was the one that you just played, Bluffin, because after Cerebral Flex, my previous EP with Big Fresh, I was like, I just wanted to do something a bit more, just a bit less frenetic and more kind of like R&B based, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I just wanted to kind of do some edits, you know. So yeah, I was like, okay, who do I want to remix? Who do I want to make edits out of? And then, I think it was like around mid-November of 2022, where I started with like, the Bluffing edit, and that was pretty quick to write, eh? Because like that song by Brent Fires is just one of my favorite songs from him.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of like kept on going, eh? I just sort of got like a real bug from that, and then you know, I was like, oh, I've been meaning to remix it for a while. I've been meaning to remix, you know, Ojirime, not the Terrace Martin edit as well. So, yeah, it was quite a quick writing process. I think the process in terms of the production, it was from November to December. I had it all, like, fully mastered by just before Christmas.
Wow.
With my friend. So, yeah.
That is impressive, I have to say. But also, it sounds like a really fun process for you. I know what you mean about Cerebral Flex was a fantastic EP, but it did feel like you went deep on some quite, I mean, cerebral, it's in the name, but some quite sort of conceptual, heady ideas for yourself there. It feels like this is the sort of antithesis to that, the kind of like fun, yeah, shake it off sort of companion album almost.
Oh, hell yeah. And, like, I mean, I think the meaning behind Cerebral Flex is quite positive, you know, overall. Mm. I think it's quite an affirming meaning, but that's the thing, eh? Like, I think I do tend to get quite heady with, like, making electronic music, and, you know, I like all these, like, real weird, trippy, kind of, like, bassy sounds, you know, as inspired by stuff like grime and jungle and all that kind of stuff. But then, at the same time, like, I'm a massive R&B fan, like, massive R&B head. Listen to it every day, you know? So,
Yeah, totally.
To kind of embrace that as well. So, yeah.
How did you link up with the Big Fresh Collective? How far back do you guys go?
Okay, so I think my first year working with Liam and the Big Fresh was 2021. I think we just started following each other on Instagram. I was aware of them before. Yeah, but then I think Liam was just sort of making like statuses on his story, on his Instagram story, saying, hey, we've got Fort Mahi 2000. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Oh, my God. I'm getting everything mixed up. I think we started. Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
Time is like a big old blob at the moment. Sometime in the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. It's all very dilated, eh?
Yeah.
Well, we first started working together last year. Like, my first release with them was on Fort Mahi 2022. Mm. I think maybe we did start following each other on Instagram in 2021, maybe like late 2021, but I think we started properly working together and started like actually talking and stuff.
Yeah.
2022, you know? But yeah, and then finally met the guy when he came up to Auckland for the Cerebral Flex kind of release party, which was on last year. Yeah, so it's been a pretty recent relationship with Big Fresh, but it's been real cool, eh?
That's so awesome. It's so nice to have those like really fruitful collaborations and like musical friendships come out of such a weird time where we're all kind of connecting in this digital spaced out kind of way, and to have such great music come out of it too. I wanted to ask you about Cerebral Flex while you're here as well, because that has been a really interesting EP. Every time I come back to it, I sort of feel like I pull some new thread out of it. What was the idea behind that one for you? Because I'm interested in you saying it feels like it is a positive, it's got a positive base or some sort of positive message to it.
Yeah, well, I think my, I think the positive message was me just trying to sort of kind of like rebuild self-esteem, you know, after the pandemic, after this like quite difficult lockdown situation I was in. It was pretty messy vibes, and my EP before that I wrote about that a lot, and that was particularly dark. That was quite sort of quite a heavy one, you know, for me. But then I think with like Cerebral Flex, it was like kind of, I just wanted to kind of get back to like feeling myself fully in like a good way again, or maybe not fully, you know, because that's pretty hard. But like, like feeling myself for the most part, like good in who I am, you know, and like good in like what I'm doing and like how I kind of interact, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, so I think that was like my main kind of thing, but also just kind of acknowledging.
Yeah.
Like, through doing that, just acknowledging that stuff that I find difficult, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best way to acknowledge it or to sort of face it is to just push through it a wee bit, eh? And you know, really sort of tackle it head on. Coming back to this release, Composure, I mean, it's ready for the club. It's definitely songs you want to dance to, songs you want to hear in a room with other people. Are you hoping to get out there and play some of these tunes, spin some of these anytime soon?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm still working on getting booked, eh? I do have one booking so far in Tamaki this year, coming up in March. And I guess people will hear more about that in due time.
Exciting.
But yeah, no, I'm real keen. I'm also just keen for like it's a free download on Bandcamp. If any DJs in Aotearoa or elsewhere are listening here, like, feel free to play it.
if I don't, hard.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're so inclined to get up to 160 beats per minute, like, I think that it's just as much of a buzz like hearing someone else spin your tune in a club as much as like playing it myself. You know, it's actually even like kind of better because I can just sit back and enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It must be a great feeling.
Yeah, definitely planning on like playing out more though this year, like, or playing out at least a few times, you know, and hopefully.
So, yeah, hard out. Well, if anyone's listening and trying to, you know, put together a show, hit up Andy and have a real good party, I reckon. Sounds like the vibe, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's, if you guys came for footwork, jungle, bit of garage and electro as well, you know, I've got it, so.
Sounds like a great night out.
Yeah.
Hey, Andy, we're going to listen to Give It Up To now. This is the jazzy edit that you've done. Thanks so much for speaking with us. As you mentioned, Composure is up on Bandcamp. You can find it via the bigfreshcollective.bandcamp.com or via your own Bandcamp as well, I believe, which is... Oh, no, that's also just via the Big Fresh at the moment. But go get amongst. And as you said, it's a free download, so what more could you want? Thank you for speaking with us this morning, Andy. Stay dry out there, and we'll see you in the club soon, hopefully.
Yeah, 100%. All right, you too. Have a good rest of your day. Stay safe, and peace out.
Cheers, peace.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.